Jacaranda Newswatch Sport.
Morning from the sports desk. We start with a very bad day for cricket in Johannesburg and Pretoria. Lightning and drizzle finally cleared, allowing the long-delayed match between the Joburg Super Kings and the Sunrisers Eastern Cape to start at about 4:15 p.m. That's 2 hours and 15 minutes after it was scheduled to start. Soon after Captain Faf won the toss and chose to bowl, Lightning returned to the area, leaving insufficient time for what was already reduced to a 5-overs-per-side match. Then moving over to Centurion, a sellout crowd arrived hopeful that the fate of those at the Wanderers earlier in the day wouldn't affect them too. Captains Maharaj and Markram made it out to the middle at about 6:50 p.m. for the toss, ahead of a already reduced to 16 overs per side match. Maharaj chose to bowl and the rain returned almost immediately, forcing the match officials into a second abandonment of the day. All four teams, though, were awarded 2 points each. So you did not see any cricket, Ankle Tap. You actually just saw the toss.
I saw the toss and I saw about, if I add both together, about 35,000 fellow South Africans.
Oh, man. Eish. No. Now, still staying in Pretoria, Bulls coach Johan Ackermann says the bounce of the ball and the 50-50 calls went against his side in a 13-8 defeat to the Stormers. Now, the Bulls suffered a sixth consecutive loss across competitions. Fly half Andre Pollard leveled the scores early in the second half, but missed two further shots at goal, while the Stormers were more clinical later on.
Yeah, it's obviously disappointing at the moment. We're all emotional and it hurts to lose like that. And yeah, it's just because there was a lot of fight, like you said, you know, and one or two things that you can't fault the players for not putting in a lot of effort. And then I feel just sorry that the things doesn't want to turn for us. You know? Even when we win a high ball, the ball will be kicked into their hands. And then obviously there's a lot of funny little things when that happened during the game. The bounce of the ball seems, you know, things they are. It's just a tough place at the moment.
Meanwhile, in Durban, interim coach JP Peterson admits that the Sharks will reflect very hard on a series of missed opportunities after their last-minute 23-22 defeat to the Lions. In football, Aston Villa beat Nottingham Forest 3-1, easing their midweek pain from Arsenal. There was victory at last for Wolves as they thrashed West Ham 3-0, and Mikel Arteta said Arsenal's resilience to fight back from conceding early to